got two folks in front of us that are dressed up, ready for the Special Olympics here in Elyria. We have Samantha Bonetta and Andy Menner, co-directors of the Elyria Special Olympics, talking about the Lorain County Special Olympics here at the stadium, maybe a little bit of the history as well. So is being co-directors, is this something an annual thing for you, or is this something that changes every year for people who are involved in the Special Olympics?
For us, it's consistently every year.
So talk a little bit about your involvement for planning this and being the host for the community for this.
So lots of planning starts. It pretty much starts tomorrow for next year. Andy and I have a team within Elyria that helps us, as well as a few outside districts this year helped us plan events for Special Olympics today. Special Olympics is going to look a little bit different than it has in years past, as athletes are going to participate in four events rather than three. And we have the students grouped up a little bit differently than they have been in years past. So we're hopeful of a smooth running schedule today and lots of smiles and lots of sunshine.
Right. As much as smooth schedule, you plan for anything, right?
Yes.
It's all spontaneous sometimes, and that's sort of the beauty of any kind of a sporting event. You never know what you're going to see or what's going to happen, right?
Most certainly. There's a lot of evenings. It's text messages at 10 o'clock at night. Did you remember this? No, I have that. Do you have that? Yep, we have this. So kind of learning to be two minds as one, right, as he's picking up my slack areas and I do his.
So let's talk. This is the 41st annual Lorain County Special Olympics here in Elyria. What a little bit about the history. What can you tell us that you know that you might want to share with us this morning?
Well, from the old stadium that we had to the new stadium, it's night and day. There's no muddy grass to have to worry about. If it rained the night before, we didn't worry about cars getting stuck in the parking lot. So it's definitely a lot nicer. We're, as Sam had said, we're looking for it to be a fun day for the kids. We've changed things up to keep it running smooth. In past, we've had days that lasted way too long where the other schools had to get on their buses to leave, and now we're going to get it down to where it should be done by a certain time so everybody enjoys it and we're not feeling rushed.
How does one become co-chair? In other words, for each of you, how did you get involved initially?
Myself, I actually, one of the committee members when I was in high school, I was friends with her daughter. So as a high school student, I would come to volunteer with Special Olympics, and it was one of my favorite days of the year. If you don't leave here with a smile on your face, something had to have happened. But then as I became an employee of Elyria City Schools, I knew this was something I wanted to be involved in, and I had the opportunity to join my first year just as a committee member, and then this is my third year?
About that.
Third-ish year as a coordinator role.
And Andy, what brought you on board?
My oldest son was born with special needs, and he was involved with Special Olympics from the moment he was able to through the school system, and it was just natural for me. I coached Challengers baseball in Elyria for 15 years with him. So as soon as a position became open, I jumped at it and been doing it now for, this is my 11th year.
You mentioned the special moments for the kids who participate.
Most certainly.
What's that like for you to see that?
Just seeing somebody's smile of, look what I did, I can do it, is just, there's no words to describe it. Like I said, if you don't leave here at the end of the day with a smile on your face, you may have stubbed your toe, broken a foot, or something, but it's a wonderful day, and it almost brings tears to your eyes, the happiness that you see in the kids' faces, walking around on the field, seeing their buddies cheer them on. It's a great feeling.
Can you take us through some of the different events? We know that there's javelins this year because we heard that from earlier. You ordered some new javelins.
We did. Whatever. Student safe. But you're going to see a couple different kinds of javelins. We have ones that they actually throw similar at the state games, but weighted a little bit differently. So our kindergartners and our high schoolers will be able to throw them. We have some adapted javelins that are also pool noodles that have kind of rocket-like momentum towards them. Andy is our master of the softball throw. He can talk a little bit more about that.
The kids just get up to the gates I was setting up, and they get to throw. The volunteers will cheer them on. Every throw is an awesome throw. Every throw is a great throw.
They throw them for distance, I would assume, accuracy? Or
farthest what? They can throw. Accuracy, we've had kids that have wound up and ended up throwing it backwards. But they still threw and they laughed and they had a good time, and that's what it's all about.
We also have some jumping events this year. We are going to utilize the sand pits for our older students to jump as their peers would at a track meet into the sand. For our younger students, we have mats for them to run and jump on. And then we also have our running events. Those are going to be different lengths depending on their age. Some students in the older category may not be able to jump or run as far, but we can accommodate those lengths. And then we also have our OH events as well. They're going to be doing their track on the visitor side of the bleachers as well. And then their field events are going to actually be right here out in front of you guys. So we have ramp roll, a toss, strikes with bat, strikes with hand. So looking forward to all of those.
Wow. This morning with Samantha Bonetta and also Andy Menner, co-directors of the Elyria Special Olympics. We are broadcasting this morning from Ely Stadium, providing some of the information going on today, as well as spotlighting the community. When they come in, what's the practice for these different events for the Special Olympics? They've got a coach, I would assume, just like any other athletic program in a sense?
More than likely it's their teacher.
Okay.
And they practice their field, the skills during the day at school.
As well as our adapted physical education teacher. He's been working on a lot of these skills with them when he comes to see our athletes. I know in my building at Hamilton, we considered it an extra time outside to teach students to run, where they should run at, how to throw the ball, how to hold it appropriately, and the same with the javelins. Because for a lot of kids, they've never even seen a javelin. It looks like an awesome rocket.
What's it like to get them involved in this? Some even students are maybe fearful at some point of some activity, not quite sure about it. Talk a little bit about how they choose whatever sport they want to participate in and how they go about doing that sort of thing.
So this year they're actually participating in all four. Each student has the ability, if they're not comfortable participating in, let's say, running or the javelin throw, they don't have to. This day, like Andy said, is just about them coming out, having fun, and leaving here with a smile on their face, knowing I did that today.
Are they getting good night's sleeps tonight, do you
I
think?
I hope so.
Or
good
they all kind of, everybody has a different way of dealing with, you know, the stress or the activity that's coming up the next day, I wonder.
Good night's sleeps, great breakfast this morning, pep talks from their teachers. I know lots of teachers from the outside districts. I've been getting emails every day that they're so excited. They were hopeful for the weather. It looks like the weather's going to hold out for us. So we're very excited to see them. And I know some of my students, we've made stories with symbol sticks, which are like stick figures, kind of telling them what to expect for the day. Like when you come to the stadium, we're going to do the four different events and what that they can expect their families here and other friends' families here as well.
Right. Well, it's a whole different atmosphere. There's a lot of people here. So some maybe not as comfortable with the crowd. They're practicing alone or just with their buddies. But then here they are with all these
with
people watching
athletes,
them.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of creates a different atmosphere for them. So
most certainly. So I think a lot of our teachers, we just get them as prepared as possible that we are staying together as a group and to not only just stay with them, but that there are going to be other adults just than the familiar people.
But the hardest part is at the end of the day, they don't want this to end, right? It's something that maybe they're hesitant at the beginning or they're enjoying it and they just want to keep doing it because it seems to be so much fun.
And that's what we want. We want them to like it so much that they don't want to leave, so... And you were speaking earlier, one of the best things with the kids that maybe don't want to do it is when they hear their name and other parents and everybody's cheering them on, all of a sudden they become, their chest pumps out and they just become this super athlete. No matter what they did, it was the best thing ever.
Well, anytime you get your PA and your name over a PA system, I mean, that'll add... It gives you so much excitement.
Something new we did this year, a teacher from Olmsted Falls actually created a slideshow of all of our athletes that is going to be playing on the scoreboard. So I think that's just going to give that extra momentum of, I'm famous. right. on the mm-hmm. scoreboard. Sure. So some of the students will have their names with their pictures versus just their names out there.
This is the 41st annual Lorain County Special Olympics. Do these athletes go on to some other competition or other level at all, or do they have anything to this?
This is not a qualifier for
okay.
the state.
Okay.
The state qualifiers happened at Bedford High School last weekend. This is fun. This is a time to come out with your classmates, your friends, and
other friends from the community, just to have fun.
Yep.
So they have some schools have the option to participate through Special Olympics Ohio at the state games, but our event does not lead towards the state.
So when they come in, I'll see all the different school colors coming in, t-shirts for that, and their uniforms.
We
that they have
14 school districts coming to participate today. So I look for a lot to be in their homeschool colors, the greens, yellows, blues, purples, gold, burgundy, red.
Wow. Tie-dye.
Tie-dye.
Really? Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. And team names, or at least the excitement for that?
So, yep. Just like the rest of the Elyria City Schools, we are the pioneers. Amherst, I would assume, are the Comets. Just very excited.
Sounds great. Well, we look forward to fun event that's going on today. We are here this morning, and you're here this morning not just to be with us, but probably just to get everything ready, right? You can't get here early enough on the day of the Olympics, I suppose.
Most certainly. We picked up donuts this morning and unloaded the truck, and then we'll get everything. It's beginning to look a lot like Special Olympics.
It sure is. Congratulations on a nice weather day, and good luck with your event going on later today. Appreciate
it. Thank you. So